Scientists have been aware of the Neanderthals' unusual ecology for centuries. As long ago as 1835, the doctor and local patron, Johann Heinrich Bongard, wrote the following.
The limestone area is of great interest to botanists. The hot sunlight on the southern rock face and constant shade on the northern side generate such contrasting topographical climates that, given the different types of soil covering the rock, spurge and hemlock proliferate alongside thyme, violets and woodruff. Heather grows in the upper regions, watercress below at the stream, the mightiest oaks in narrow crevices and the least consequential flowerless shrubs and plants on the sheer rock face itself. Rare plant species, otherwise only found scattered over large areas, grow here in dense clusters. The diversity of vegetation has also spawned a broad variety of insects.
Today, the plant life described by Bongard and other 19th century authors has largely disappeared. The limestone extraction was responsible for its steady decline. Nevertheless, nature has long reclaimed the quarries in its own way. Even some threatened plant species have taken root here, including hart's tongue, spleenwort, stone liverwort, and some rare types of mushroom and toadstool. At the western tip of the former limestone area, adjacent to the discovery site and very close to your current position, there is a unique biotope that biologists from the University of Düsseldorf are studying. Part of the former ash and sycamore forest, which once covered large sections of the Neander Valley, still exists there. At about 100 meters above sea level, the forest's elevation is extraordinarily low. Its plant communities contain money plants, hart's tongue, and buckler fern. Mosses increase the humidity at and around ground level. Numerous types of woodlouse are at home in this cool, damp microclimate, as are at least 20 types of mollusk, including edible snails. The majority of the butterflies which Bongard observed are now considered endangered species. Many rare animal and plant species have found homes here, not only in the direct proximity of the discovery site, but in the entire Düssel Valley, as far as Grüten. This area also forms part of the Neanderthal Nature Reserve. Water ouzels can be observed on the banks of the stream at the very northern boundary of their distribution area in the Rhineland. One or two kingfisher families have also nested in the Düssel Valley. For the most part, the small quarries formerly operated by farmers on either side of the river are overgrown with melick grass and beechwood. Rare orchids and ferns also flourish here, while reptiles and amphibians have found shelter under the rocks. As a major European habitat for both flora and fauna, the valley fully merits its status as a protected area. Please help preserve these rare animal and plant communities by staying on the designated paths.